back down to Earth now, and earlier this week, scientists in Cambridge revealed that the minerals that make up our bones actually largely consist of a so-called goo, which works as a shock absorber. Melinda Dewar from Cambridge University led the study and is here with us now. Hi, Melinda.
Hello.
So what is this goo and why is it so important?
Okay, so what we knew about bone mineral before we started this study is that the mineral consists of these really tiny, tiny nanoscopic plates of calcium phosphate, and they stick together in stacks between these ropes of collagen protein in our bones. So that's what we knew. What we didn't know was what held those stacks together. Now, we had an inkling it had to be something kind of plastic or flexible, because if it wasn't, frankly, a stack of little plates like that is just brittle. So that was what we knew. It took us 4 years to work out what was between those plates. But when we finally worked it out, it made complete sense, because what's there is goo, and it's a goo of citrate and water and some of the calcium phosphate mineral ions as well in there.
So why did it take so long to find out this structure?
Good question. And it wasn't just because we were being lazy. If you're looking at what we call an ordered structure, a crystalline structure, a regular array of atoms and molecules, there's quite a lot of techniques that can help you find out about that. They're well understood. When you're dealing with something where the atoms and molecules are disordered, they're just in some kind of almost a random arrangement, it's really tricky to find anything that can help you find any clues about that. So what we had to do is we used lots and lots of different techniques, and we pieced together the information, a little bit of evidence from here and there. Our team at the Advanced Imaging Centre in Cambridge came up with some things. Our nuclear magnetic resonance spectroscopy came up with others. And then our fantastic theoretical physicist at UCL, Chris Pickard, was able to help us put those ideas together into a structural model, which you can then do some calculations on, see what kind of experimental evidence should be coming out of that model, and we go back and check and look for that. Now, we had to go through an awful lot of models before we started to see something that might actually be reality.
So, big project. This is believed to be a root cause of osteoporosis and other brittle bone problems. How is that, and how can we use this information to improve these conditions?
On the macroscopic level, there's going to be a lot of reasons why bones are brittle. But if you drill down to the molecular level, there's a more restricted set of reasons why those molecules either have the wrong structure or the wrong interactions with each other. And so that's what we're looking at here. Essentially, the citrate and water goo allows the mineral plates to slide over each other. So as you jump up and down in your bones and your bones flex, then those mineral plates can actually move and they're not going to be damaged by that impact. If that goo's not there, then what you've got left with are these crystals, these flat plates stuck together, amorphous, big, brittle lump, and they're going to be fracturing. They're just a very brittle mass. So the question is, why does the citrate get in there and why does sometimes it not? Our hypothesis, and this is just that at the moment, is that it comes down to how this mineral is formed. Now, it's formed, as I said before, in between these ropes of collagen matrix, and those spaces where it forms are really, really small. The citrate delivers calcium to that space to make the calcium phosphate, and then it gets trapped. It's a very small space, the mineral's forming, the citrate can't get out. What we think happens when you have osteoporosis or a brittle bone disease is that the space the mineral's forming in is just much larger. So now you're forming the mineral inside a cavern, and of course the citrate can then get away. It doesn't have to be incorporated. So you end up with large blocks of mineral without citrate, and hence brittle.
So this essential goo is leaking out of the bones and then causing these problems. Thanks to Melinda Dewar from Cambridge University, and she published that work in PNAS this week.
It's a good problem to have got your teeth into, a nice bony issue, isn't it? Thank you very much.